This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica soon to become fully compliant with WTO rules. Ministry of Health advises women to delay getting pregnant, and Youth and Culture Ministry to embark on social intervention initiative. The news in detail after the break.
JCDC is now accepting entries for the 2016 competitions in World Reggae Dance Championship, Jamaica Creative Writing, Jamaica Culinary Arts, The Big Stage, and Miss Jamaica Festival Queen. Over $1 million in cash and prizes to be won. Submit your entries now. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or any JCDC office island-wide for entry forms and other details.
Now the news. With the recent passage of key pieces of legislation and more to come, Jamaica will soon be in full compliance with World Trade Organization WTO rules and move closer to becoming a financial services center. That's the word from Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce Anthony Hilton.
In addition to our large pool of highly qualified professionals operating in the financial services sector, along with our robust ICT platform, we are working to make Jamaica an international financial services hub. In this regard, I'm pleased to announce that two of the bills related to the establishment of the International Financial Services Hub will be debated in our parliament and hopefully passed.
Minister Hilton was addressing Monday's Trade Facilitation Forum with Director General of the WTO, Ambassador Roberto Azevedo. He says the International Financial Services Hub will be an important source of funding and will create the avenue for transnational corporations to set up operations within the special economic zones. The Ministry of Health is advising women to delay becoming pregnant for the next 6 to 12 months. Pregnant women are also being encouraged to take extra precaution to prevent being bitten by mosquitoes, given the possible link between the Zika virus infection and microcephaly.
We would just want to emphasize, especially at this time, women who are pregnant or who are thinking of getting pregnant must take seriously protecting themselves from mosquito bites. The young and the elderly, persons who already have like a chronic disease. This is what we know now, but anything else, we await on the medical scientists to help us to understand what's happening.
Director of Health Promotion and Protection in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Sonia Copeland. Microcephaly is an abnormal growth of the brain and stunting of the growth of the head of the fetus arising from infection in the first months of pregnancy. Babies who develop microcephaly in the womb may not live to full term, may be born prematurely, may be stillborn, or may survive but with lifelong disability. The Ministry of Health has heightened alert for the possible introduction of the Zika virus into Jamaica and is scaling up its vector control activities. The Ministry of Youth and Culture is embarking on a program to address various social issues among the nation's young people. The initiative will begin with the first in a series of health and wellness training courses to be held at its New Kingston offices on January 29. Youth Minister Lisa Hanna says various programs will be undertaken monthly at youth information centers across the island.
Many of our young people are extremely talented, but what they lack are proper social graces, proper wardrobe presentation, the self-discipline, the self-motivation. So we're doing workshops with our young people to really increase their exposure and expose them to other kinds of mentorship programs as well.
The minister adds that the entire program will be run by volunteers. Among the issues to be tackled are health, social etiquette, social media practices, skincare, public speaking, self-discipline, and critical thinking. And starting January 24, the Jamaica Customs Agency, JCA, will stage a week of activities in celebration of International Customs Week. Presentations on the Automated System for Customs Data Asikuda World Project and the Charities Act will form part of the week-long activities by the JCA.
The theme for this year is Digital Customs Progressive Engagement. The series of activities are island-wide and include a church service on Sunday, January 24th at the Bethel Baptist Church, Kingston. The Montego Bay Symposium is on Monday, January 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and this will be held at the Montego Bay Convention Center, Rose Hall. Presentations will include the Charities Act and the Asikuda World Project.
Commissioner of Customs Major Richard Rees. Another symposium will be held at the Knutsford Court Hotel in Kingston on January 28th. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.